Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Hi, I'm Alex L., and I write books for a living. The Hey Girl podcast was created with sisterhood and storytelling in mind. Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Join us as we journey through sharing together. Hey Girl.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Imian. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. I've been looking forward to speaking.
I have too. I'm a really big fan of what you have built. So before we dive in to learn more about you, can you please let the Hey Girl listeners know who you are and what you do?
My name is Imian Cadwell. I'm co-founder and CEO of The Good Trade. We're a digital media company. We reach 50 million readers a year with content on self-care and sustainable living. We started the publication nearly 7 years ago, and now we have a team of writers and editors at work from our office in Los Angeles, or work remotely right now in Los Angeles, and a network of contributors around the world who also contribute to the work and our writing.
So, I've been one of the 50 million folks that you've reached for a while.
Wonderful.
And I am so moved by the community that y'all have built, that you have created. And I'd love to know how you got started, why The Good Trade, and what the growth has shown you over the past 7 years about community.
Yeah, I'm really amazed and thankful for our community too. It's just a really vibrant group of people, mostly women identifying, who care about themselves, they care about their communities, they care about the planet. And I think our team, myself included, we are extremely motivated every day to get up and serve this wonderful community. And it's not an exaggeration to say we are obsessed with our readers and you know, everything we do, from the way we started the publication to where we are now, our brand positioning, our editorial strategy is just informed by this really deep curiosity of our audience, evolving interests related to sustainability and self-care, and like a real love for them and a real care of them. So we started the publication, my husband and I started it together when I was in graduate school studying social entrepreneurship and sustainability. And this was, you know, 7-8 years ago. And at the time, the conversation around sustainability was very like academic. It wasn't very accessible or I think helpful to people in their everyday lives, like how to find companies that were having better practices with their, you know, everything from their labor issues to their material sourcing, their production practices, the, you know, all of these kind of aspects that now we have a lot more transparency as consumers, and I think a lot more interest in. And so Blake and I, my husband, we had sold a previous blog when we moved to Los Angeles for me to start my graduate work. And I was just kind of itching to like write again and create again. And so we started The Good Trade, and we've scaled from there. And we've definitely learned so much about sustainability. And one of the big learnings, especially over the last, you know, year or two, is just that self-care and wellness is like actually really critical. to sustainability, because how can we take care of our communities and take care of our planet if we, you know, are not well and whole ourselves? And so that's become a large part of our message and our content and our editorial offering as well.
I often say that self-care is an act of community care. And what I love about what The Good Trade does and what you've created is it's very clear that that is at the forefront of what you're doing. And so as you've moved through graduate school and building this community, what has self-care taught you about yourself? And how have you been exercising it, especially, you know, during the pandemic and everything else in between? Like, how has this business and this platform shaped you and how you take care of yourself?
I think running a business requires a lot of self-care. And, you know, in order to run one thoughtfully and successfully and with any kind of type of longevity, as we've scaled a team too, I think having that sense of being a leader within this small community of our own company has helped me realize, like, my own internal wellness, sense of self, sense of boundary, sense of rest, sense of well-being is like really critical to the health of our team, to our business, to our work. And, you know, frankly, I had developed some really wonderful self-care practices and I got pregnant during the pandemic and I had a baby. And I couldn't be more happy with my daughter. It's like the most just expanding, amazing experience, as you know. And so I am totally figuring out what self-care looks like for me with a 6-month-old daughter and being a mother and not only, you know, a CEO of a large company, large in terms of our impact, but I am figuring out, like, how do I take care of myself and my family and while running a business while still in a pandemic, because here we sit still, you know, wearing masks in Los Angeles right now in our office. And yeah, I think that's something that I'm exploring now in a totally different context. It's how to take care of myself and also to value myself as not just a conduit of care for my child or a conduit of care for my business or my readers, but I'm actually a valuable person worthy of care and love and attention. And so that is something I'm exploring.
I love that. I'm a mother of 3 daughters. So congratulations to joining the Girl Mom Club.
It's so great.
It is so great. It's wonderful. I'm so thrilled for you and your husband. I love what you said about, like, I am valuable too. You know, I'm not just a mother. I'm not just a business owner. I'm not just a wife. I'm an autonomous person in this life and in this world, and I deserve my own love and care and attention. And that really resonates deeply, especially during this time, right? Yeah. Finding the harmonizing between our roles and our individuality.
Yeah.
So I really admire that and I love to hear it. What are you most passionate about these days outside of your business? And dare I say, outside of motherhood, what are you most passionate about? Like, what is lighting you up these days?
You know, I think community wellness, and that certainly overlaps with my business and my sense of motherhood, but those are my 2, you know, primary roles in my life right now. And I think something that really motivates me every single day is, like, I want women, and when I say women, of course, it's people who identify that way, to be cared for, to have the resources that they need to have meaningful lives and to take care of themselves and the people around them. And that shows up in my work for sure. You know, I think as a women's lifestyle media company leader, like, I take very seriously that we are creating media that actually helps women to feel better about themselves versus, you know, I want to be a trusted voice on wellness and wholeness that goes so much deeper than just like how you look or how you are perceived, but really how are your relationships? How is your relationship to yourself, your community, the planet? And I think that there's, you know, so many conflicting messages about who we are supposed to be and how we are supposed to live as women, especially as people who identify as women. There are so many roles that we are supposed to fluidly move between, effortlessly projecting this sense of ease and perfection. And we don't have the tools to actually do that. You know, like that's not actually realistic. And it's so unfortunate to me that we are creating this environment culturally that sets up so much like unfair angst for women, especially mothers. You know, that's something I'm experiencing freshly, newly in my life. And, you know, you asked outside of my business and motherhood, but these things are definitely interwoven and they're personal. You know, I want to be healthy. I want to be well in the world. I want to be set up for success. I want to be a good mother and a good CEO. And I want to be good at taking care of myself and my family, a good daughter. And I need the tools to do that, you know, and I need the support. And I look around at like our modern life and I feel critical of the way that our modern life has not prepared us for success in these ways. And so, yeah, these are my very real-time musings.
I love it. I love it all. And I think I really resonate with you saying how we're not necessarily prepared for the things that we are going to face in this life, right? On so many different levels. And taking care and having community is all cyclical. It feeds us, it grows us. And what's so beautiful about what the Good Trade does is that there are pockets of something for everyone. Yeah. And I am constantly learning when I open my newsletter. I am constantly clicking through the links and finding sustainable brands and sustainable ways to live and support not only myself and my family, but the planet. And it's so, no one is doing what you all are doing on this level, in my opinion. And so y'all being the starting point for a lot of folks on sustainability, a lot of women on sustainability on multiple different levels is just mind-blowing in the best way. So congratulations for all that you've built and all that you're going to build. So as we shift gears and start to wrap up, I love to ask this question to folks when we talk. If you were mentoring your younger self, what would you teach her? Or what would you tell her?
I would tell my younger self to trust my instincts always, to always, 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 you know, respect that internal sense of knowing, that internal curiosity, that internal love, to let that flourish and not worry so much about what other people say or think or might feel about those leanings and inclinations. And I would also tell my younger self that I was capable of so much more than I imagined, that I had, you know, so much more capacity, that I would find much greater success in the ways that I measured valuable, and, you know, not to be afraid to take risks and to grow in that way.
Thanks for listening to the show today. Please rate, subscribe, and review. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We love having our community grow. Music is by DC's own Kokai.
The Hey Girl podcast is produced by Wayne Bartram and me, Alex L.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.